I have hit record.
Yay, I was just about to ask you about that.
It's time to drop the puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off.
Hello and welcome. This is the Sports Trivia Face-Off. After a bit of a false start, this is season number 3, episode number 1. I am here with Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I am wonderful. Coming off seeing the Star Wars movie last night, I won't spoil it, but I enjoyed it. We are here with Tim and Matt. Tim, how about you remind everybody about yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Gebbing. I'm from Springfield, Illinois. I'm actually getting ready to go see Star Wars, so I'm glad you didn't spoil anything. I appreciate that. but yeah, it's nice to be here. Can't wait. Should be fun again.
And Matt is also here. Matt, could you remind everybody about you, please?
Hello, I'm Matt Doherty from Baldwin, Wisconsin. I've been on, I think, 4 times and lost all 4 times and vowed to never come onto the show again. But and I have a feeling that Tim, you and I have actually been on here together, I believe. So
yes, this is a rematch.
If I'm pretty sure you whooped me pretty good last time. So let's hope that, another whooping happens. Yay.
No, I think actually it was close. I think it came down to the shootout and because we were both over when we faced each other.
It was a battle. Yeah, the only one that it wasn't close with was Josh Bombeck. Destroyed me, but other than that, so yeah, fun.
That'll happen. And here's how we play the game.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
Matt, since you were kind enough to join us on a moment's notice, I'm going to give you the call of the coin. Would you like heads or tails?
I'll go with heads.
Hey, Google, flip a coin. It was tails, so Tim, you get your choice in the first period of these categories: C, D, and he attack.
I'll go with C.
C, and that is CSI. These are 5 preguntas sobre deportes en México. 5 questions about people in Mexico.
Wow. This is a sports podcast, right?
C.
They play sports in Mexico too, Efford.
Yes. Such as, number 1, name either of the 2 Mexican border cities that are home to a Liga MX team, the highest tier of professional Mexican soccer.
Not only do I know, this is going to show I don't know sports trivia, but it's going to say that I don't know geography either. Guadalajara.
Guadalajara is incorrect, Matt.
Well, the only 2 large cities that I know on the border are Juarez and Tijuana, so let's go with Juarez.
Ciudad Juarez is correct for 5 points. Well done. Tim, back to you. From 1990 to 1993, who did The Ring magazine name as the best pound-for-pound boxer in the world?
Canelo.
Canelo is not correct, Matt.
From what years was it again? 1990 to 1993.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I can see his face, but I don't know. I'll tap out. I don't know.
He went 107-6-2 in his career with 86 wins by knockout. He was Julio Cesar Chavez. Number 3. Who set a long-standing record at the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City for the fastest 200 meters?
I don't even have a good answer. Carlos.
Carlos is incorrect, Matt.
Yeah, before Carl Lewis and like after the 36 Olympics, I don't really know any sprinters from that time frame, so I'm just going to go with Jones.
Oh, a lucky guess might have gotten you if you've went the other way. The answer is Tommy Smith, who is remembered mostly for the Black Power salute on the podium.
Yes, that.
Number 4, at the 1948 London Olympics, Humberto Mariles won 2 gold medals, one in jumping team and the other in jumping individual. At what sport did Mariles succeed?
Wow, this is not a good start. I can't even think of anything other than trampoline.
Trampoline is incorrect, Matt.
Other sports that involve jumping. High jump is the only thing I could really think that makes sense, unless they do pole vault, but they don't do those in teams, so whatever. I'll go high jump.
High jump is also incorrect. The answer is equestrian.
I knew it as soon as you said it. I was like, damn it. As soon as you started talking, I go, I know what it is. Now it's equestrian. They didn't have trampolines back then. What the hell?
I was thinking steeple, but steeple wouldn't be equestrian. But anyway, go ahead.
I thought you were going to have it because you made kind of that horse-like sound when you got the question. I was like, wow, he's on it.
What sounds like...
Yeah, exactly. And number 5, going 10-12 with a 2.49 ERA in the Mexican League, the Dodgers took a gamble on what pitcher in the late 70s? He ended up becoming a massive success with the team over the next decade.
Fernando Valenzuela.
That is correct for 10 points. Finally. Well done.
The crowd goes wild.
Matt, we are to you. You have to choose between D and anti-attack.
So if C was D, anti-attack, that must be a leftover from another one. Let's go with anti-attack just so give Ryan new content to provide.
Anti-attack. These are 5 questions about strikers in soccer.
Great.
Number 1, though they're technically different positions, what 2-word term is frequently used interchangeably with striker to refer to that position in soccer?
Sorry, dead air. Should probably try to say something, but I don't want to give Tim any clues. I don't know. Let's go with fullback.
Fullback is incorrect. Tim?
Center forward.
Center forward is correct for 5 points. Number 2, back to Matt. What Pole scored 4 goals in under 15 minutes to help Bayern Munich win the group in the Champions League late in November?
Funny thing is Bayern Munich is my favorite team, but I don't follow them that closely to know who the players are. So I'll challenge.
Tim, you've been challenged.
Mats Hummels?
That's incorrect. Matt keeps his 10 points. The answer is Robert Lewandowski.
Lewandowski, damn it.
So Matt keeps his 10 points, and we move on to number 3. In the next few seasons, Sergio Aguero will almost certainly end up scoring 200 career goals for Manchester City, where he's played since 2011. With what country does Aguero play on the international level?
I'm going to say Venezuela.
Venezuela is incorrect. Tim?
I believe he plays for Argentina.
He does play for Argentina for another 5 points. Number 4, in 2014, a Swedish newspaper named what man the second greatest Swedish sportsman of all time, behind only Bjorn Borg?
Picked the wrong category.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That makes 2 of us.
Yeah. I would have had that Fernando Venezuela one. I'll challenge this one also. Which is funny because I'm Swedish, so you know. You think I would know these things, Bayern Munich and Swedish. Go ahead, Tim.
They don't make you study these things.
I know.
Beckenbauer?
Beckenbauer is incorrect. Matt keeps his 10 points. The answer is Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Oh, it was on the tip of my tongue.
I didn't know he was Swedish.
Yeah. It has more of a Slavic sound to it. Yeah. And number 5. Kylian Mbappe became the second ever teenager, aside from Pelé, to score in a World Cup final. With what country does Mbappe play?
France.
France is correct for 10 points. That is the end of the first period, and that takes us to the first intermission question. I'm going to give you the name of a sports-dedicated podcast, and you need to name the team around which it's centered. Here are your 4 podcasts. Number 1, Field Gulls. That's Gulls. Number two, Habby Hour. H-A-B-B-Y, Hour. Number three, the Blue Hardwood Podcast. And number four, Amazing Avenue. And I'm going to follow this very meta question, a podcast asking podcast questions with a podcast promo. If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks. All right, we're back with the guys' answers about these sports-dedicated podcasts. We're going to name the podcast. They're going to try to name the team around which it's centered. Matt, let's start with you. Number one, the Field Gulls.
Yeah, I said the Seattle Seahawks, but I'm sure that's wrong.
And Tim?
Oh, that's a good answer. It's much better than mine. I said the Patriots.
The answer is the Seattle Seahawks.
Hey! Yeah, that's
nice. Once you said it, I was like, oh, that's it.
Number two, Tim, the Habby Hour.
The Montreal Canadiens.
And Matt?
Yeah, the Canadiens. Les Habitants.
Les Canadiens. For 5 points apiece. Number three, Matt, the Blue Hardwood Podcast.
I said the University of Kentucky basketball team.
And Tim?
I said the other one, Duke.
And the answer is the Dallas Mavericks, so no points awarded there.
So logical, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That one's a bit of a stumper.
Let's just say you're a color blue.
And Tim, number four, Amazing Avenue.
Michigan.
And Matt?
I said the New York Mets.
It is the New York Mets for 5 points for Matt. Matt picks up 15 in that one. Tim picks up 5. Right now, Matt has a 50-25 lead, but that's really not much of a lead at this point in the game.
Well, we know I'm going to lose anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
Such confidence.
I know I am confident.
And we hand it over to the best co-host in the world, Aaron.
Hello. Matt, you can choose from the following categories. Back that as up, make that ass clap, or your team is great. What would you like?
Only because I love hearing the sounders that Brent plays when there's a swear word on there. I'm going to go with, can you say it again, Aaron, please, for me real quick?
I can.
What's the third category? Was it again?
Your team is great.
Was that your team is great?
No. It's your team
is great. Oh, thanks, Tim. Well, I will take your team is great.
It. I hear that sound all the time.
It's just going to sound like a herd of cats.
Jimmy's going to get royalties on this one.
You better. All right. Category is your team is great. These are 5 questions about teams that were successful in 2019. Question number one. Led by MVP front runner Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens have had an outstanding season so far. Name either of the 2 teams they lost to during the regular season.
Oof. Okay, so pretty sure they beat that team at home, and they beat that team at home, but I think they might have lost on the road to, let's say, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers is incorrect. Mm. Tim?
For some reason, we'll never know why, but the Browns.
That is correct for 5 points.
Oh, geez.
Yep, they lost a close one to Kansas 32-28 and then inexplicably got beaten by the Browns 40-25.
Jeez.
Yeah, not great.
And they didn't get relegated for that.
Number two. What 2019 NBA champion and Cameroonian import was the 2019 NBA most improved player?
I'm going to say Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard is incorrect. Tim?
Oladipo.
Also incorrect. The answer is Pascal Siakam. I think I pronounced that right. Yep. First ever most improved player winner.
Can you name the category again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Teams. I see what you're doing.
You always at her. You go for it.
It's getting kind of...
Your team is great.
It's getting kind of stale there for a second. I just thought maybe...
Siakam was the first ever most improved player winner to have won a title in the same season. From the previous season, Siakam's 2019 saw him raise his points per game by nearly 10. So good job there. Number three. The LSU Tigers found tremendous success this season thanks to quarterback Joe Burrow. Burrow sets the record for largest margin of victory in the Heisman race and received 93.8% of all possible points. What player came in second in the voting with 762 points compared to Burrow's 2,608?
I just think the Heisman's a total waste of time these days, mainly because Jonathan Taylor, probably the greatest running back of the last three generations, did not even get anything, and now he went to pro, so that sucks for my Badgers. So who was number two in Heisman this year? So what other good... Oh, geez, I don't even... Except for if it's not in the Big Ten, I usually don't go, so I'm going to go with Fields.
Fields is incorrect. Tim?
It might be in the Big Ten. Chase Young?
Nope. The answer is Jalen Hurts. He's the quarterback for Oklahoma.
I thought it was him, but I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
I knew it was like a four-letter word or something. Not a four-letter. You know what I mean.
Gotcha.
Small, yep. Short name.
A four-letter word like...
Yes.
See what you did there? I like that.
Number four. What team has been comfortably sitting atop the English Premier League table almost all season long and might finally win the Premier League?
My 100% of my exposure to the Premier League is through STFO Facebook group and Brent's posts. So I have zero clue, but I will say Manchester City.
Oh, nope. Sorry. Tim?
I think it's Liverpool.
It is Liverpool.
Yeah.
Which Brent posted about.
When you started talking about Brent, I'm like, no, get away. Go away.
You couldn't. I know I cheer for the Blues and only because of Brent, basically. So, yeah. Sorry. But
I almost asked to phone a friend.
And Ryan has taken the space in the color column to remind us that Carousel is fucking trash.
So, that's why it's. Oh, so that's why it's in the category. The whole
there you
thing.
Go.
Yeah.
And number five. Seen as a contender for the Cup this year, what team won the first five games of the NHL regular season, scoring 22 goals in the process?
Another blank spot that I have in my sports fandom. Basically, if it's not the Minnesota Wild, I don't really know much about hockey. And just as an FYI, I don't know if you guys know this, Brent, but they play college hockey too. So once in a while, mate, when I sprinkle a college hockey question, they play it once in a while. So yeah.
That goes to Ryan at ihcollegehockey.com.
Yeah. Well, Ryan knows all about my University of Minnesota Gopher hockey fandom. Let's go, only because it might pain you for a half a second, Aaron, let's go with the New York Rangers.
Yeah, absolutely not. Thank you, but no, I think they lost pretty hard out of the gate.
Yeah.
Tim?
I don't know. I think it's either the Islanders or Winnipeg Jets. I'm trying to narrow it. Let's just go with Islanders.
Nope, although the Islanders are scary good this season. It's the Edmonton Oilers, which, you know, my Rangers played them last week, I think, and Oilers went up 6-0, and the Rangers managed to almost make an exciting comeback and only lost by one goal. So, yeah.
I know that I saw a thing on a headline that said that since whatever date it was, like November 18th or something, the Minnesota Wild have the best record in the NHL. And I'm like, yeah, but you know that the games before that actually counted, right?
I was just going to say Minnesota is sitting two spots out of a playoff spot right now.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, fantastic, you know, in the last 3.5 minutes. So.
Well, yeah, look what the Blues were. When you shared that on the Facebook group of what the standings were at this time last year and the standings this year, that was great. Showing the Blues dead last.
Yep. You had a good spring. Yeah, the Athletic did a five most mediocre teams of the last decade, and number one most mediocre was the Wild. It was like, face it, you confuse them with the Stars most of the time.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Don't, as if you want to take that knife out of my back, you just go ahead and.
I didn't write it. I'm just the messenger.
I know. It's just everyone knows how much I detest Norm Green, and I'm glad that he's in hell. So.
Right. Moving
for
right
those
along.
That don't know, Norm Green moved the North Stars from Minnesota to Dallas.
Mm-hmm. You have anything else you need to get out?
No, I'm good. Therapy session over.
Cool. All right, Tim, you can choose from Back That Ass Up or Make That Ass Clap.
Oh. Well, I could do both of those really well. But let's make that ass clap.
All right, these are five questions about the king of clapping, Jason Garrett. Number one. Jason Garrett has led the Cowboys to the playoffs 3 times. In 2018, he lost to the conference-winning Rams in a divisional game. The previous 2 times were also divisional round losses to what team in the 2016 and 2014 seasons?
In a Seahawks?
Nope. Matt?
I think it's the Minnesota Vikings.
It is not. It is the Green Bay Packers.
What?
Is what this
oh,
says.
Oh, how did I miss a Packer question? Oh, geez.
My condolences, sir. All right, number 2. In 1991, before joining the Ottawa Rough Riders, Garrett played quarterback for the San Antonio Riders of the WLAF, a league that also included teams like the Montreal Machine, Hamburg Sea Devils, Scottish Claymores, and the Amsterdam Admirals. What does WLAF stand for?
I'll challenge.
Sweet. Matt, do you know?
Yes, I do. It is the World League American Football.
It is, in fact, the World League of American Football.
I had the World League part, but I'm like, what is A? World League Association? But I didn't think they'd throw it had the world in there. I didn't think they'd throw, another country.
I'm a big fan of the, second tier minor, whatever football leagues that came around in the 70s, 80s, 90s. So I like that kind of stuff. So
that would have been nice to know about 30 seconds ago.
The league existed from 91 to 2007. All the North American teams folded within the first 2 years, and it became known as the NFL Europe in 1998. Number 3, back to Tim. After retiring as a Dolphin in 2005, Garrett immediately became the team's quarterback coach under the guidance of what then-recent Dolphins head coach?
Lucky Johnson?
Nope, incorrect. Matt?
So then-recent, so it's not a recent one like Gase or something like that, so it would be then-recent. So let's go with... They had so many damn coaches over the years with Everett after Shula left. Let's go with Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson's incorrect. It is Nick Saban.
Oh, yeah. Another one of carousel of wacky Dolphin coaches.
Yep.
That's where I was trying to go for was Jimmy Johnson. That's why I said Lucky Johnson.
Okay. There you
because
go.
I didn't
think about that.
I heard 95, and that's when. But I'm not listening.
Number 4. Third stringer Garrett memorably won the 1994 Thanksgiving game against the Packers after what backup quarterback from USC sprained his thumb in a game against Washington?
He doesn't say the team he was on, does he?
No.
He said this earlier. Burline, Steve Burline.
Nope, incorrect. Matt?
No, it was with the Cowboys because it was when Garrett was the third string quarterback with the Cowboys. And Aikman must have been injured. And I can picture the guy. Yeah, pretty sure he had like a baby face, but I can't think of his name. Let's go with Hanson.
Hanson's incorrect. We're looking for Rodney Peet.
Oh,
not
even
not
close.
A baby face. Not yeah. a baby face.
Not at all.
Ryan notes, in a career marked by injury, Peet found his biggest success as a host on Fox, the best damn sports show, period. And number 5. In 2009, the Denver Broncos interviewed Garrett for the head coach job after firing what man in 2009?
Shanahan.
Shanahan is correct for 10 points. And now it is time for the second intermission. Your question is from STFO listener and Petty Officer Second Class Tyler Thompson in the Canadian Navy. He asks, name the 4 NFL teams that have had their current head coach for at least 10 years. And while they're thinking about that, here is a promo.
That is not 10 years old.
No. That was good. Much better.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook.
Matt, which 4 did you have?
Well, the 3 that I know for sure are the New Orleans Saints, the New England Patriots, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The last one I'm debating against Seattle and Baltimore, but I'm gonna go with Baltimore.
Okay, and Tim.
And I'm gonna go the other way. I had the exact same, except for I'm gonna go Seahawks.
Okay, your answers are Since 2000, Bill Belichick has been coaching the Pats, whatever. Since 2006, Sean Payton has been coaching the Saints. Since 2007, Mike Tomlin has been the coach of the Steelers. And since 2008, John Harbaugh has been the coach of the Ravens. So Matt picks up 20 points. Tim picks up 15. Going into the third period, it is 85 to 60. Tim's a little bit back, but it is still anyone's game. Back to you, Brent.
Tim, we are to you. You have to choose between these categories. Pitch, please. I'm picking this category in a desperate attempt to win, or in a galaxy far, far away.
Wow. I'm going to see Star Wars in a galaxy far, far away. Let's go with that.
These are five questions about the Houston Rockets. The category choices have not been your friend this episode.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm just going to say Hakeem Olajuwon and just walk all the way through. The fifth one's going to be Coutinho Mobley. That's about all I have.
Number one, who was drafted first overall by the San Diego Rockets out of Houston in 1968 before playing the middle of his career with the Bullets and then returning home to the Rockets in Houston to end his career from 1981 to 1984?
I can't remember this guy's name.
I can't believe all that's one sentence.
Why can I not remember this guy's name? I should know this. Bernard King.
Bernard King is incorrect, Matt.
Yeah, I did my little head fake at the beginning there to make it look that I actually knew what it was, but I because hopefully it wouldn't challenge me because I have no clue.
No answer?
None.
The answer is Elvin Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
He was the NBA scoring leader during his rookie 1968-69 season, and he's the most recent Rocket to be an annual scoring leader apart from James Harden, who has done it the two most recent seasons. And I know Ryan loves James Harden.
Oh, his favorite, yeah.
Yes. Number two, back to Matt. I'm sorry, back to Tim.
I mean, he can have it. Trust me.
Number two, back to Tim. What is the name of the current Rockets general manager whose comments in support of a free Hong Kong sparked international controversy earlier last year?
Morey?
Daryl Morey's correct for 10 points.
Hey, you got one. Good job. Hey.
Number three, 7 foot Hakeem Olajuwon was one half of the duo nicknamed the Twin Towers. What 7'4" top draft pick and Virginia phenom was the other?
Samson.
Ralph Sampson's correct for 10 points.
Look at you go. This sounded so much more condescending than I intended. I'm sorry.
I know.
No,
the last
you're right.
the last two answers I've had.
I think the most either one of us has gotten in each round has like been two, so you might have matched it already.
This has been a low scoring game.
Very. Pretty. We scored 35 points all together in the second round.
At least you didn't drop it. Well, bless your heart.
Not yet. There's still time.
The Virginia girl comes out.
That's right.
I was trying to explain to someone recently what a come to Jesus talk is. He didn't get it. Like it's fine.
He needs to have a come to Jesus talk about come to Jesus talks.
Apparently.
Number four, the 95 Rockets are the lowest ever seeded team to win the NBA Finals. What rank were they in the West starting the playoffs?
I know that answer. Let's go with a challenge.
Matt, you've been challenged.
So spring of 95. I remember this because I was at advanced training in the Army at the time. So, but I don't remember what seed they were, but I remember it was the same year that they played the Knicks that year, I believe, right? I'm going to go with a 6 seed.
6 seed is correct for 15 points.
Nice.
In the first round, they beat the 3rd-seeded Jazz, then the 2nd-seeded Suns, and then the top-ranked Spurs in the semifinals before defeating the top seed in the East, the Orlando Magic.
That's right. It was 94, because 94 it was both the Rangers were in the championship round and for the Stanley Cup, and the Knicks were also. Yeah, that's right. That was basically
while OJ
training.
Was
Sorry.
Driving around.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, I was in Oklahoma getting really hot and dirty.
Number five, the Rockets acquired Russell Westbrook earlier this year in a trade involving what other player?
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is correct for 10 points. Matt, we are to you. You have to choose between pitch, please, and I'm picking this category in a desperate attempt to win.
Oh, jeez. It's like he used to give like subtle hints. I mean, I know pitch please probably about a pitcher's, so I'll go with that one.
Pitch please. These are five questions about pitchers.
Oh my God, that's surprising.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not about like the different types of grass that they plant in?
Yes. What I thought it was is that it's a used to be called a pitcher, but now it's a bowler, and I'm just being funny.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's like, what kind of grass?
What kind of pitcher is beer served at Camden Yard? No.
There you go. A lot.
Number one, who has been the opening day pitcher for the Yankees 4 out of the last 5 seasons?
Oh, geez. I don't know the Yankees pitching staff very well, but I'll go with CeCe Sabathia.
Sabathia is incorrect. Tim?
I don't care. El Duque. It's not him. I can't remember his guy.
El Duque is incorrect. The answer is Masahiro Tanaka.
Oh, thank God. I was going to say the other guy anyway.
And the 5th season was started by Luis Severino.
There it is. That's the one I was thinking of, Severino.
Number two, from 1936 to 39, during the Yankees' streak of World Series wins, they were led by two standout pitchers, Vernon Gomez and Charles Ruffing. Please provide the better-known nickname of either of those players.
Oh, God. Come on. And the funny thing is I love sports nicknames. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, no.
I want to write a category. I think I already sent it to Ryan about basketball nicknames. I love them. Ruffing, let's go with the dog.
The dog is incorrect, Tim.
Batman.
Batman is incorrect. We were looking for either Vernon Lefty Gomez or Charles Red Ruffing.
Lefty.
Number three, back to Matt. With what team did Ben Sheets spend the majority of his Major League Baseball career during the 2000s?
Geez, I know the name, but I can't think of Tampa.
Tampa is incorrect, Tim.
I think it's the Brewers.
It is the Brewers.
Not a
Sheets
Brewers
played
fan.
With the Brew Crew from 2001 to 2008, came back in 2010 for a season with the A's, and came back again in 2012 for a season with the Braves. Number four, the 1998 Atlanta Braves are considered as having the greatest pitching rotation of all time. Which player ended up taking home Cy Young honors that year?
I'll go with John Smoltz.
John Smoltz is incorrect, Tim.
Well, that leaves me two, either Glavin or Maddox. I'll go Maddox.
Sorry, it's Tom Glavin.
Yeah, I knew this was one of them.
So far, we are racking up tons of points, buddy. Tim, you and I, we are nailing it, man.
Glavin went 20-6 with a 2.47 ERA and 157 strikeouts. And number five, Negro League legend Satchel Paige played for 3 different Major League Baseball teams during his career. He spent 2 seasons in Cleveland, 1 with the Athletics, and 3 with the Browns of what city? He played his last season for them in 1953, which coincidentally is the last year that team spent there, as they packed up and moved east the following season.
So the baseball team is the Browns. They played in MLB, packed up and moved east. What East team wasn't there forever? I mean, so this would have been like in the late 40s or 50s, right? I know that the easy answer, but I just can't think of why would they have another one over in... I'm just going to go Cleveland.
Cleveland is incorrect, Tim.
It's St. Louis.
St. Louis Browns, that is correct for 5 points.
My grandpa tried out for that team.
Oh, cool. Yeah, in 1954, the St. Louis Browns moved east and became the Baltimore Orioles.
I've heard of them.
In what year?
1954.
Really, the Orioles? I thought they were... Okay, interesting.
Yeah. They shared Sportsman's Park with the Cardinals for a long time. That takes us to the shootout.
In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of 3 questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all 3 questions, they get 50 points.
If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
Brett reading the rules, yeah. There
you go. Aaron, I'm going to let you follow that.
I don't want to. Here are some questions. Number one, the number of saves Eric Gagne had in his Cy Young Award-winning season. Two, number of goals Landon Donovan scored for the U.S. men's national team in his career. Three, number of wins goalie Jacques Plante had in his NHL career. I can't beat the singing lead-in, so I'm not going to try.
Yeah. Please support the STFO so that Aaron can afford more alcohol and we can have there even more entertaining promos.
Yeah. High-end tequila is not cheap. this girl's not drinking rot gut. And we're back with some answers. Question number one, the number of saves Eric Gagne had in his Cy Young Award-winning season. Matt, what did you put?
73.
And Tim?
I said 60.
All right, the answer was 55. Ooh. So you both overestimated him slightly. Tim by less. He was only off by five. So he has one win and was within 10%. So let's see how this goes with number two. The number of goals Landon Donovan scored for the U.S. men's national team in his career. Matt?
I had 47.
And Tim?
I went way too high, I think. 108.
You did go way too high. The answer was 57. Yeah. So Matt was off by 10. Tim was off by 51, almost doubled it up. So we are 1-1. It all comes down to question number three. The number of wins Jacques Plante had in his NHL career. Tim, we'll start with you this time.
I said 630.
And Matt?
Yeah, I said 617.
All right. Well, the answer was 437. Yep. So Matt picks up 20 points for winning the shootout, 2-1. Tim picks up a good time. Final score, after a whole lot of math, Matt 120, Tim 95, but you really can't put a value on the fun that we all had this morning.
Yes, that was a very good time.
Congrats, Matt. I got off the schneid with you.
Now I can go back to not being on Sports Trivia Face-Off ever again, and this time probably losing to one of the Sinisters 37 or whatever they're called.
Thanks for jumping on, Matt. We appreciate it.
Yes, Matt, thanks for coming on. Tim, thank you for your time. Matt, is there anything in closing you'd like to say?
No, hey, thanks, guys. This was fun. Sunday morning, sitting around drinking coffee, petting the dogs, and I see a note from Brent, and I'm like, heck yeah, let's go. So
nice.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you for jumping in on a moment's notice.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Social media is good for something.
Yes. Tim, is there anything you'd like to say?
Congratulations, Matt. Welcome to the Winners Club.
That's right.
That was awesome. That was fun, as usual.
Fifth time's a charm, baby.
Hey, that's right. I was with you.
All righty. So for Aaron and Matt and Tim, my name is Brent. We will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers, and the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
In that case, it's time for the second intermission. This is from STFO listener and Petty Officer Second Class Tyler Thompson in the Canadian Navy.
Hold on. Get a chance in the second?
Yeah, Tim might have to go take a round.
I got excited. Sorry.
I'm already losing enough. I don't need your help, Aaron.
You're not. You picked up 10 points that.
Yeah, I still got my.
No, you picked up 10 points where I got zero.
I'm super bad at my job, y'all. All right.
That finishes the regular part of the game and takes us to the shootout.
No.
You did the same thing I did.
God damn it. I mean, if you just want to, like, you know.
That's fine, because I just took the lead, finally. No, I didn't even do that. Never mind. Not even. I'm losing. It's 190 right now.
Well, at least we have our outro bloopers of me and Aaron doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.